to me.
And Clay Aiken will be here see the in our next half hour.
See the marketplace in old we'll Algiers.
Are you ready? It is Clay Aiken. He is here this morning. He's done some important work with UNICEF. He knows all about American Idol this season, and we're excited to have him dropping by again. Look at the kids. Look at the expression in those eyes. Clay Aiken in the building this morning as we say hello again. I am Diane Sawyer, and you know what I want to ask him? I want to know if they prepare you when you're a candidate for American Idol for how cruel it can be. Do they tell you, and do they give you any sense of how you might respond? So, question I've never asked him coming up this morning as we say hello again.
We do say hello again, and some of these women were saying, why doesn't Clay come out here and warm us up a little bit? Just be patient, be patient.
I have a feeling
he is coming. He will.
It's too cold out here for me to be out here. That's why I'm not out here.
I'll tell you, you've got everybody here wanting to hug you. So let's get to the news so we can get started.
Next, Clay Aiken joins us live to answer your questions. Come on back.
Well, you know, Clay Aiken is circling the area when you come in, as I did at 4 this morning, and they're already lined up in the freezing cold outside. We welcome everybody here who came to see Clay, and we welcome the man they came to see. It's good to have you.
Good to be back.
I want to talk about your work as UNICEF ambassador, which I know is much on your mind right now, but I do have to ask about American Idol, because I said earlier, there's a question I've never asked you. I'm going to play your audition again. And then I want to know something about how they condition you for what may come. Here it is.
Time to tell me you really care. And we'll share tomorrow together. Baby, I'll always love you forever.
Prepared for that myself.
Right.
Watch that.
But really, this is what I want to know. Do they tell you that the judges may come on very strong, very tough? Do they condition you?
They actually tell you before, if I remember correctly, and I feel so old because it's been 4 years, almost 5 years now. I'm growing old. If I remember correctly, they actually told us that they were looking for people who were feisty and had a personality, and they said, you know, if the judges say something mean to you, we want you to fight back. You know, we want you to argue your way in. So I think they try to prepare, you know, prepare you to be a little feisty so that they get that television moment.
Right, so you get to be part of the gamesmanship.
Well, at least they make you think that. I have a feeling all these people who are arguing don't realize that they're going to be the butt of a joke the next morning.
They'd tell me that my lower lip would tremble anyway. Have you talked to Jennifer Hudson, by the way?
I'm jealous. I'm so jealous because there was a point where I was considered the most successful Idol loser, and now I'm not anymore. Because she has won a Golden Globe, and I saw the movie, and she deserves the Academy Award, and now I'm going to be out and I'm second place again.
Well, you are first in the heart of UNICEF, and I know you've been traveling around, and the stories you have brought back before about the kids you're meeting out there are heart-stopping. Where are you heading next? What is it you want to do right now?
Well, we don't have a guarantee as to what country I'm headed to next. We're looking into other programs. But the thing that we want to talk about today, the reason I came today, is an awareness program that UNICEF has with Yahoo, where people can log on to the UNICEFUSA.org. They can go to ABCNews.com. And I've asked a question, as have many of the other UNICEF ambassadors, and we want to get people involved. The idea is to get as much awareness about what UNICEF does and what's going on throughout the world as possible.
And the question you ask?
I asked how we could get people involved, how we could get Americans more interested in participating in causes that are important to children throughout the world.
And these are specific responses to specific children. Again, this doesn't go into some giant fund that we never see the results of it.
Right. UNICEF has, they've got programs for kids in many different countries. They have specific program funds. They do have a general fund for all 156 countries that they work in. But they have programs in separate countries as well.
So you can go online right now and be a participant with the ambassadors of UNICEF and the kinds of questions they're asking and the answers that they're giving. Did you happen to see American Idol last night? Because we were playing Sherman
I didn't see it, but I did see that story.
You did see it?
Yeah, a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it was so moving because, as we said earlier, he's in his 50s, and of course that's way above the age limit, but a petition he got together in order to distract his very, very ill love of his life was the reason that he got there, and she died just before he was able to audition, as it were, audition. But we couldn't get him out of our heads.
I know everybody here's been
I know
humming
we've all
the
been
song
humming
the whole
this
time.
Song. So I thought maybe we would just play him one more time because
just don't
so
play my
in
audition
our hearts.
Again. No, play his.
Your audition is done, and his moves us so much. Here it is again.
See the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace.
And we'll take a break. You can learn more about Clay's work on ABC.com. Thanks for coming.
Send me photographs and souvenirs.